The Bridge Trio was billed as three of the hottest young musicians on the city's jazz scene, and they are the focus of a free concert this weekend presented by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. The Bridge Trio's new release is The Search, Departure. Joining me are two of the group's members, bassist Max Moran and drummer Joe Dyson. Welcome and congrats on your new CD.
Thank you so much.
So tell me, who are the members of the Bridge Trio?
Myself, Max Moran on bass, Joe Dyson on the drums, and Conan Pappas on piano and keyboards.
And how did you guys meet?
In high school, we really started playing together. When it was time to do senior recitals and everyone was doing individual recitals, we asked if we could do ours as a band, and we came up with the name The Bridge Trio and decided to stick together and keep playing.
And this was in New Orleans?
Yes, at NOCA, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts.
Who was your teacher back then?
The lead teacher of the jazz program was Alvin Batiste. My bass instructor was Chris Severin. Adonis Rose and Herman LeBeau both taught drums. And Michael Pallera taught piano and also like jazz combos and stuff like that.
A lot of New Orleans names that we're very familiar with.
They're all great teachers.
We lost Alvin Batiste back in 2007, and I understand that the Bridge Trio played a pretty stirring tribute to him at Jazz Fest.
Myself, Joe, and Conan were all members of his band, the Jazztronauts, and we were scheduled to play the Jazz Festival with Alvin as the Jazztronauts. He passed the morning before the performance.
Wow.
So we all had to play anyway, you know, and it was tough at times, but we just wanted to share our love for him and our appreciation and honor his legacy.
It's a performance that's very well remembered by those who were there. Max, did you grow up in a New Orleans musical family?
No, I'm actually from Cane River, Louisiana. I moved here when I was 10, but a lot of my family does play music. My cousin is a great pianist named Jason Moran. A lot of my father's uncles were musicians. They played bass guitar, drums, and piano for Albert King and worked with other great artists like James Brown. So it's definitely in my family.
You guys also have a connection to renowned jazz saxophonist Donald Harrison. How did that come about?
This is Joe. My connection first started through the Louis Satchmo Armstrong Jazz Camp program, which was started by Jackie Harris and Edward Kidd Jordan. The year that I was placed in the program, Donald Harrison was the artist in residence. He would always see me in the practice rooms right around lunchtime. The other students who were older were allowed to leave campus and go to lunch. However, I had to stay on campus, so I always stayed in the practice room and practiced the drums. And Donald would see me in the practice room and come in and say, you know, what are you doing in here by yourself? And I told him I'd practicing because I couldn't go off campus. So he would ask me, you know, if I knew any artists like Art Blakey and Elvin Jones and Max Roach, Clyde Stubblefield, and these great artists and names. And I told him I didn't know these people. So he would sit on the drums and trade ideas with me and see if I could pick up on what he was doing and make, you know, musical sense of it. And he said, you know what, kid, you'll be all right. I was able to see these guys, Max Moran and Conan. We started working with him in high school. We play around the city, and we also started touring with him in college with his electric band. Me and Max, we still perform with him, and he's a great mentor on and off stage.
How would you describe your style of jazz?
I believe our style of jazz is a derivative of Donald's music, Nouveau Swing. We tend to move the music forward through, you know, New Orleans modern music. We just try to push it forward.
Your latest CD is called The Search, Departure. Tell us about that and what is it you're exploring?
Well, The Search, Departure is basically our sophomore album. There's a lot of tunes by our pianist, Conan Pappas, who's a prolific writer, who's also moved forward in the sounds that he knows, and great bassist Max. If you listen to the last album, you can tell that he's pulling from some of the sounds and stuff that he's experienced and explored. He's moving that sound forward. And the two ideas that I have contributed to the album, I've also found some more stuff to work with and push it forward and more influences. There's a tune that's on there, Forever Change, which pulls more from conceptual ideas. just being able to always add to yourself and expand, placing yourself in uncomfortable positions and always growing from them.
Is this telling the story of when you left New Orleans?
Yes, absolutely. New Orleans is my home, and it will always be my home. However, I knew that I had to leave New Orleans in some ways to be able to grow for myself. And New York was a great place to go. It's the land of the intellect, and there's so many great artists and great minds. I'm always forever changed by it.
And Max, is there a cut that you've composed on the album?
One is Warrior. I wrote it a few years ago. When I was still in college, I had some time off and I went back to my family's home in Cane River, Louisiana. Just went there by myself to work on music. I wrote this at my family's piano in the old house, and to me the title refers to everyone having this strength of a warrior inside themselves, because, you know, we all face difficulties and struggles, and somehow you look inside and find the strength to keep going and overcome.
What is it you hope audiences will experience with you on this musical journey?
I hope people will experience love and passion and a lot of positive energy.
Joe?
One of the many statements that we've learned from our great mentor, Donald Harrison, by ways of Art Blakey, is that music washes away the dust and grime of everyday life. We just bring in some love and joy. So I hope anyone who listens to this music will be able to pick that up and add to their lives.
Bridge Trio members, bassist Max Moran and drummer Joe Dyson, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The Bridge Trio will play at the George and Joyce Sween Jazz and Heritage Center, 1225 North Rampart Street, Saturday night, with performances at 8 and 10. Admission is free, but seating is limited. Advance registration is required. More info at jazzandheritage.org.